Okay, 3 weeks ago, I actually sang my sermon scripture. And I asked you with meekness and respect that you would honor the Lord, and please do not clap for me. I will never be up here to entertain you. It is important that you worship with me and try to listen to the premise of what the Lord is trying to say today. And that if you give a shout of acclamation when I've done to the Lord, you would bring my heart joy. Let us worship. Isn't he beautiful? Beautiful, oh, isn't he? Prince of Peace, Son of God, isn't he? Isn't he? Isn't he wonderful? Wonderful, oh, isn't he? Counselor, Almighty God, isn't he? Yes, you are beautiful, beautiful, oh, yes, you are, Prince of Peace, Son of God, yes, you are, yes, you are, yes, you are, wonderful, wonderful, oh, yes, you are, Counselor, Almighty God, yes, you are, yes, you are, Prince of Peace, Son of God, yes, you are, yes, you are. Let's pray. Lord, there are so many times that I have no idea what I'm talking about. But there is one thing I know for sure. That if we don't come to you and look to you because you're beautiful, because you're wonderful, then we've created a false god in our heart. We need you to come today to reveal yourself to the hardened hearts and the blind. And start with me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, unfortunately, sometimes those words hit so hard they bring tears to your eyes, and then you really can't sing. But I think that's okay. You know, last Sunday, what a day of worship. If you were not here, I'm telling you, you missed it. It was an amazing day because we saw the kingdom on display. We saw and we heard from people who were raised from the dead. And some people might say, well, Kevin, that's crazy. We didn't see anybody raised from the dead. I beg to differ. Jesus raised me from the dead. Our new brother in Christ, did Jesus raise you from the dead, my friend? How about you, John? Jesus raised you from the dead to the life of the living. What an amazing day it was. See, the body of Christ, his church, has power and purpose. Don't ever forget that. For those who claim to love the head but fail to love the body, there is something seriously wrong in their giddy-up. Because the body of Christ has purpose and power. Not only do we need Jesus among us, we need one another. And we witness that power. We witnessed that purpose last week. Say yes if you get that.
Yes.
Yeah. Beautiful and wonderful on display, I might add. Isaiah 33:17. Your eyes will see the King in His beauty. They will see the land that is very far off. See, for those of us who have seen the eyes face to face, the beauty of our King, we have seen something far off. Something not temporal that we live now, but something eternal. And it is beautiful. Isaiah 52:7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of Him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, "Your God reigns." Your watchmen shall lift up their voices. With their voices they shall sing together. For they shall see eye to eye when the Lord brings back Zion. Break forth into joy. Sing together, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted His people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. He is beautiful. He brings goodness. He is our Redeemer. He proclaims peace. He proclaims salvation. In Hebrew, the word beautiful there is used 18 times in the Old Testament to describe God. And the root of that word means beauty and splendor. Perfect and flawless. So we say, yes. Yes, you are beautiful. Now we see all around us the beauty of God. How His creation reveals these things to us. We see this beauty in things of grandeur, like the expanse of the universe. And we also see God's beauty in the simplest of things. Like in the kiss of a child. But most important, He Himself is beauty. Everything about Jesus is beautiful. His character, His power, who He is. For He is mighty to save. And what could be more beautiful than that? Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon His shoulder, and His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. In Hebrew, the word wonderful used there, the root of that word means wonder and miracle, astounding things and marvelous things. For His name is wonderful. For the marvelous things that He does, He is our counselor, for he leads us into the paths of righteousness. He heals. He makes us whole. He is mighty God, for there is none like you, O Lord. He is our everlasting Father, because he will never leave us or forsake us. He is the Prince of Peace. He embodies peace. He is peace. And so we say, yes. Yes, you are wonderful. Beloved, when we come to this place, when we know that God has rescued us, when we experience a miracle in our lives, when Jesus does astounding things in our midst, when we realize that Jesus has bought us and has claimed us for his own, it is something that I have always called the knowing. The knowing. And when one comes to the place, the knowing, we behold him. We adore him. For we can and we desire to say, yes, you are beautiful. Yes, you are wonderful. You are that hidden treasure. You are the pearl of great price. Turning back to the gospel lesson today in Luke 7. Jesus told Simon the Pharisee, there was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? Which of them will love him more? Do you understand this? Say yes if you get it. Yes. See, when a person comes to this knowing, when they realize what God has done, what Jesus has done for them, beloved, they can't contain themselves. They boldly proclaim their testimony, not even concerned how embarrassing it may seem to a religious prude. Honestly, they could care less. They shout, they worship untethered, they worship exuberantly. And unfortunately, this makes religious people nervous. Because real grace is messy. It's very messy. You could even argue it can become dangerous at times. They love and they don't care what you or I think about it. They say, yes, you are beautiful. Yes, you are wonderful. Now here we have in real time, a scene. The woman. Then Jesus turned to the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet. But she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. Then Jesus said to her, your sins are forgiven. And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? And then Jesus said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. I find it fascinating that not once in the narrative does the woman ask for forgiveness. She does not say the magic prayer. She does not even ask Jesus into her heart. She just adores him. She washes him with her tears. She wiped his feet with probably the most important thing that she had, her hair. She kisses his feet. She anoints his feet. His feet. And in those days and in that context, say yes if you get it. You better believe that she was saying in her heart, you are beautiful, yes you are. You are wonderful, yes you are. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. For she loved much. Think of this. She was forgiven, which is equal to her love of the Master. See, it was her faith, her love for Jesus, her beholding, her adoration of the living God. And can you imagine how embarrassing this was for the blind in the room? The irony there. Do you really think she was concerned? Say yes if you get it. Today at this table, we express our love. To symbolically join with our Master in his sufferings requires a love that cannot be defined by the English language. And as you approach the table today, be in awe of Jesus. Behold him. Adore him. Wash him with your tears. Say, you are beautiful. Yes, you are. You are wonderful. Yes, you are. And when you depart, know that your faith has saved you. And may you go in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.